Well, hello everybody. We're here to talk about scammers. And my pet peeve on scammers is the ones that are standing on the side of the road asking for donations for a funeral. And most of you already know that it's fake. Most people who have a funeral or trying to raise money for a funeral actually have car washes or signs pointing to a car wash. And if you choose to donate before you even go to the car wash, then you can. And if you choose not to and you want to go and get the car washed and give them whatever you're going to give them, you have that option too. Or you just go by, whichever you want to do. But the ones that are asking for donations to bury somebody, and you see them a year or two later down the line with the same person on the poster, they're asking for the same donations. You got to think, hey, wait a minute, this has happened a couple of years back. I don't know if you heard of the story, and this happened a few years back, or actually quite a few years back. And this individual had a poster of their daughter, and they're trying to bury their daughter, and they had this, sad sobbing story that they're trying to raise money for funeral expenses. And the little girl was actually the girl from the Hunger Games. That you were using her picture in order to profit off of that to put some money in their pocket. Now I have to actually search, but I actually think I have a clipping on my Facebook somewhere of this guy actually walking up to some people sitting there on the side of the road asking for donations on somebody that was deceased and trying to raise money for funeral expenses. And he streamed, I mean, like, totally streamed him and put the video up. I don't know if he went live or if it's something recorded and he uploaded, but it's a video. And I spoke to him and he told me that he got lots of threats, and I had to give him a lot of props because, it's just ridiculous. It is. It happens a lot, quite more than what people think. But what do? Well, you really can't do anything, honestly. I mean, you can try to do what you can, but in the long run, you just don't give to them. It doesn't matter if you know they're scamming and you call them out on it. I mean, even the news station has posted the people who've been asking for donations, and they find it to be false that they're asking for a donation for somebody who passed away, and it's just ridiculous because they actually walked up to them, and they did two different stories on this person. I don't know where y'all reside at, but I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and I know that they did it on Fox 10. And they did the same person, I think, twice in a year span. And the same individual in the same area. Not always in the same spot, but the same general area. Sometimes he moves across town. Doing the same thing, you can see them. And I think it's just ridiculous because people actually sucker up to do that. There's suckers out there that will give them the money and they can live off that money. I saw a video a while back of an individual who actually filmed somebody asking for money. Saw this individual, they followed him and they filmed him. I don't know if they just caught on to him or whatever and they just wanted to expose him, but they filmed him, followed them, filmed him, go into a brand new van, change their clothes, and take off. And they call him out. They called him out on it. It was pretty funny. I don't know if it was that same day or the next day, but they called him out on it. And with that being said, people just give money to these people who are asking for money all the time. You don't think people do, but they do. I mean, obviously, this person was living pretty well, asking, begging for money, made more money in a day than they did if they were working. And then who knows how long they're out there, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, who knows? I know that the elements take a toll on you, but still, I mean, apparently they're still doing a good job because they're making more money than paying taxes like most of us do. My other favorite scam is the ones going when you go to the gas station and you get the one, do you have some change? I'm just trying to get back home, or can you give me some change for some gas? Or my car broke down a while a ways down, and I'm just trying to get some money for gas because I know we're just ran out of gas, and I just want to put some get some money for my gas can here, and I want to get some gas, and people give them money. But if you offer to help them, or you say, "Hey, let's go pick up your family and we'll bring them down, get some, something to drink for them or whatever, and I'll put gas in your car," they're like, "No, I'll just take the cash." That's happened to me actually, where they've actually came to me and asked me for that, and I offered to give them the help, and they refused the help. They just wanted the money, and they so tried to get that money out of me. And I didn't give it to them, but people actually do. And then you'll see those same people in the same gas station with the same story, And my favorite one is asking money for diapers, And I admit I felt bad for somebody, and I gave him a couple bucks for diapers, because I have a heart. But you might get money out of me once, but I pay attention. I remember. And this person, 2 days later, asked me for money, and I told for the same thing. And I told him, "Well, you never went and bought those diapers because I gave you money the last time I was here, and I know you got a couple more bucks from this other person." I said, "You must have bad luck with diapers." And they just looked at me, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And of course, there's a few of those ones at the gas station that will want to clean your windows for a few bucks or a buck or some pocket change or whatever. I feel bad for those because they're actually honest about what they're trying to do for the money, even though they might not tell you why they're trying to get money out of you. But they're doing something so they can work for that money, whatever they're going to do with that money. I'm not here to judge. I really not. What boggles me is that the people actually fall for this, And this segment is just all about, those basic scams, And I have a lot more to talk about. And on later podcasts, we'll talk about those. And I have my friend DC be here. He's a professional in the scamming art, and he can tell you what to look out for, and it will get juicier and juicier, but this is just kind of a startup so you guys can see, what this is going to be about. I hope you guys enjoy this. It isn't a very big podcast, it's maybe a short one, but it's just the first episode to get out so you can get an idea what's going on. Phone calls, and I've seen some winners and almost fell for a couple, and they had to think really hard for it, you know what I mean? And I was like, wait a minute, this does not make any sense whatsoever. So, this amazes me how people just do this and they fall for what people have to tell them in order to get money out of them. And some people will try and try and try. And believe it or not, even the smartest person in the world, they give it up. They really do. My friend DC actually has a story about his father. When he was a kid, they lived in a poor side of town, and how this rich guy was making fun of the poor kids over there and calling them stupid, and he outsmarted him. But I'll let him tell that story because I'd rather him tell that. He's not here with me right now, and we're gonna get together and we're gonna talk about some more stuff, and we'll try to get as much as we can into it, and in the time that we have, and we'll see how it goes. But I really have to tell you that I'm amazed of people and how intelligent they are and the schooling they get and the piece of paper that tells them that they're smart. when they go out in that real world environment, that piece of paper doesn't really help them. And they were scammed too, because they went to school for nothing. And you get somebody that didn't even have any kind of education at that level and get that job that they're working at and do a lot better job than they do, you know? And of course, you know, those jobs that people get because it's not what they know, it's who they know. And I've seen that happen lots of times too. But I hope you guys enjoy yourselves and enjoy this podcast, and you have a good night or day. And we'll upload some more stuff as we go, and we'll see what happens. I know this is probably a very short one. I think it's about 10 or 12 minutes long. But it just gives you a basic idea of what's going to be going on in here. And I hope that I get to hear from you again. I thank you very much for joining me in this podcast, and I appreciate your time, and we'll have more information coming up, and stay informed. It's important to stay informed so that way you don't get scammed.